Oh, hello, my charm. It's so good to see you. I'm very sorry I haven't been able to see you much lately. Being the Empress of the largest elven empire in the world means that there's always a dozen things that need my attention at any one time. I hope you understand. Oh no, not at all. I'm happy that you stopped by the throne room, although part of me wonders if I should still call it a throne room, given I replaced that stuffy, uncomfortable throne with a mound of pillows. The pillow room doesn't sound nearly as regal, though. But I digress. How is my newest consort doing? I do hope that life in the Imperial Palace is proving agreeable. I see. Even without you saying anything, I can see that something is weighing on your mind. What's the matter, my charm? Shh, it's okay. Why don't you come up here and sit next to me? There's plenty of room here. Are you feeling a bit overwhelmed? I realized that prior to a few days ago, you weren't expecting your life to go in this direction. If I recall correctly, you were a slave in your home country, weren't you? Sold by your family so that they wouldn't starve. Awful. Simply awful. No, you'll never see slaves in my empire. But I certainly hope that life here is better. You can eat what and as much as you like. You can spend your time doing whatever strikes your fancy, and you don't need to worry about anyone giving you orders ever again. In my empire, the only person who outranks you is me. And I don't give my consorts orders. I only make requests of them. As my consort, you are essentially married. The only difference between you and a spouse in my eyes is that you aren't eligible to take the throne. Oh? Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you do appreciate your accommodations. So then, what is it that troubles you? Ah. So essentially, my other consorts haven't accepted you as one of them, then. Have any of them hinted as to why? It's not because you're human, is it? Most of my consorts are elves like myself, but I don't think any of them are normally bothered by other races. Please, forgive me. I didn't even think to consider that possibility. I have outlawed slavery in every kingdom within my empire. Because of that, I assumed that everyone here would treat you as an equal. But I forgot about the consorts that come from other nations. I suppose the ones who come from countries where slavery is still practiced could still see you as beneath them, then. I am deeply sorry to hear that happened. I will see to it that they are reprimanded. I won't allow such behavior among any of my consorts. What do you mean by that? Oh, dear. So, yet again, I've misunderstood, then. I thought the reason you brought it up was to ask me to stop them. You don't really believe them. That you don't deserve to be one of them? My poor, sweet charm. That couldn't possibly be further from the truth. Do you remember how we met? You arrived here at the Imperial Palace merely as the slave of the diplomat who was originally supposed to become my next consort. To everyone else, you weren't even worth noticing. But you caught my eye from the moment you entered the room. You just have such bright, attentive eyes. I would have expected someone who had lived the kind of life you did would appear more hopeless. But no, you met my gaze when you entered. That impressed me. And then, of course, there was the fact that you were responsible for massively improving negotiations in my favor. Of course, you remember that whole reason I was taking a new consort was to seal an agreement with your country. It's always been tradition to take someone from a newly allied nation into my home as a way of ensuring their perspective is heard. Your master, the diplomat, was making some very strong demands on your country's favor for this alliance. Of course, I was having none of it, and the diplomat clearly was surprised by how poorly things were going for them. It was at that point that they told you to fetch a box of documents with information they thought would change my mind, but little did I know that those were forged. Meant to trick me into conceding on some very important points. They even had multiple boxes with different information inside. To use based on how the negotiation was going. But as it turned out, the boxes had been mislabeled. And the documents you gave me said the exact opposite of what they were claiming. That put me in a very strong position. I threatened to call the whole alliance off unless my empire was afforded some very important privileges. And of course, I decided that I wouldn't take the diplomat as a consort, and requested you instead. I claimed it was because you were a lucky charm. But while I think that charm is an adorable and fitting nickname for you, I know better. There was no luck there at all. Oh, you thought I wouldn't notice. Well, I certainly did. The look in your eye when the diplomat realized what had happened, that was a look of victory. I guessed immediately that you switched out the documents to ruin their plans. I knew that you would face punishment if they knew you deliberately sabotaged the negotiation. So I framed it as simple luck and took you into my protection. You're here not because of dumb luck, but because of your own bravery and cunning. You refused to let your masters get away with their trickery. And this new life of yours is your reward. In truth, you're more deserving of being a consort than anybody else here. Most of the consorts here were selected by their own nations. While I do accept and care for them, you alone were chosen by me directly. Why don't you rest your head on my lap? I'd like to stroke your hair while we continue talking, if that's all right with you. Thank you, my charm. I don't want you to ever forget that. I chose you. The opinions of the other consorts does not matter here. I am the one who decides if someone belongs in my palace. And you most certainly do. You absolutely earned your place here. Of course, I don't want you to think that this is all out of your hands. I gave you a choice to become my consort, and that will continue to be an open choice. Nobody is forcing anything on you. If you decide to leave, I suppose it would be unfair for your other option to be getting sent back to where you're considered a slave. I suppose I'd just make you a citizen of the Empire. A former consort would have lots of good options for employment here. But I hope it never comes to that. I plan to do everything in my considerable power to keep you safe and comfortable. Now, you really need to stop thinking like that. You're not in my debt, because this is an equal exchange. You get taken care of, and I get your company every so often. I value those to be equivalent, so you don't need to make anything up to me. Hopefully, in the future, I can find the time for us to spend a proper day out together. I realize that since we've only met recently, there's currently a bit of emotional distance between us. Even if we're legally bonded to one another. With time, I hope that we can truly become friends. And after that, lovers. There's no rush or obligation there. I just want you to understand what my intentions are. For now, just please try to keep in mind that I'm someone you can be open with. You don't need to hide your problems from me. I genuinely, truly want you to be as comfortable here as possible. You're not a burden. I'm going to gather together the consorts later tonight and have a talk about treating each other with respect. If they continue to be a problem, please do let me know about it. Now, I'm afraid we do need to part for now. I have a diplomatic meeting that can't wait any longer. But rest assured that we'll see each other again soon. Oh, before you go, perhaps I could convince you to allow me to kiss your cheek? Until we see each other again, my charm. Take care and enjoy yourself.